Machshirim Perik Vav Mishnah Gimel Zech Nishmas Yosef Melech Ben Mordechai Meir. We are continuing on our shopping excursion. Kol HaBeitzim, all eggs, Bechezkas Tahara, are presumed, are in a chazaka of being tahar, because nobody pours water on eggs, so there was never a Heshel Atumah on these eggs that you're buying. Chutz Mishel Mochrei Mashke. Unless they are people who are selling liquids, who then touch the eggs that they also happen to be selling that day with wet hands. So by touching them with moisture, you have made them machshir latumah. If it's a dry goods salesman, you don't have to worry about that. And again, the idea is that then they are handled, so presumably they are tameh. On the other hand, if even the liquid sellers are selling dry fruit with the eggs are tahar, because the sellers dry their hands because they don't want to make the dried fruit wet, because that would ruin the dried fruit. So if they're selling other dry goods, then we can assume tahora. Kol hadogim bechezkas tuma, all fish are presumed to be tame, because when the fish die and become food, there's water on them from the water that you took them out of the lake, the pond, the sea, wherever you fished for them. So there's a hechsher l'tuma at the moment that they die and become a foodstuff. They are already machsher l'tuma, and again, they're being handled by everybody out in the fish market, so you have to assume tuma. Rabbi Yehuda omer chatichas iltis v'dag ha-mitzri ha-boba kupa. Rabbi Yehuda says, pieces of iltis fish, which are sold in slices, Egyptian mitzri fish that comes in a basket, these were very small fish brought in full baskets, and kulias ha-ispanim, which is Spanish kulias, a kind of fish that is brought from Spain. These fish, unlike the bulk of them, hare elu b'chezkas tahara, are considered tahar, because they live for a very long time, even after they're caught and removed from the water. And by the time they actually expire, they are dry, and you don't pour water on these fish before you sell them, because that would ruin the fish. So as a result, according to Rabbi Yehuda, these are special dry fish, but the halacha, in fact, follows Tanna Kamma, all fish b'chezkas tuma. Kol hatzir b'chezkas tuma. All fish brine is considered to be, or any brine is considered to be tameh, because water is usually put in the brine, and we assume that the people who were handling it made it tameh. Kol v'alkulam am haaretz neman lomer tahorim heim. And on all of these eggs, fruit, and the tzir, the brine, and am haaretz can be trusted to say that they are tahar and were not machshir l'tuma, were not made susceptible to tuma, except chutz mishel daga, except for fish, because an am haaretz is not believed to say that they weren't hechshir l'tuma. Mipnei shehein mafkidin osa eisal am haaretz, because they entrust these fish to the care of an Am Haaretz. Usually, they entrust produce to the Am Haaretz, so you can believe the Am Haaretz to say that they were not Mashal Tumah, because then nobody will trust him anymore. But because we don't give fish to an Am Haaretz to watch, we give them the eggs, the brine, those things, but the fish we don't give to watch, so we don't believe him to say that they were not Mashal Tumah, because an Am Haaretz might shake his nets over the fish, which there's water in the nets. He doesn't realize that the water in the nets would be a machshir l'tumah liquid, so he doesn't know the rules, so he shakes them out, and he doesn't have to worry about being trusted on the fish, because nobody gives them to him to watch anyway, so there's no reason to believe him, so we don't believe him by default. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov amar tahar shenofal otocho mayim kol shehein tameh, pure tzir, pure brine, where we know that no water was mixed in, and so therefore we assume that it was not machshir l'tumah, but if a little water falls in, even the tiniest bit, no matter how much the quantity, it's considered tameh, because any water makes the tzir machshir l'tumah, and then we assume it was handled by other people. And in fact, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that even a brine that had no water, we have to worry, as soon as any water falls in it, that, forget about it, it's tameh, just like all the other cases. The Gemara explains Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when he says pure brine, that any water fell in is tameh, the Gemara suggests that an Am Haaretz is suspected of mixing water in at the percentage of half and half. So when a little water falls in, it's going to connect with the water that he might have put in. So with an Ama Aretz and Tzir and brine, there's extra things to be afraid of, according to the Gemara. Mishnah Dalet, Shiva Mashkin Hain. Now, you would think that we would have gotten to this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, since we've been talking about its consequences all the way through. But now, finally, the Mishnah identifies the seven liquids that are machshir, a foodstuff, l'tuma. And they are hatal, dew, vehamayim, water, hayayin, wine, vehashemen, oil, vehadam, blood, vehecholav, and milk, udevash, devorim, and bees' honey. And all of the psukim that are going to be describing Hechsher Lutuma are referring to these seven. V'chol mashke asher yishaseh is also in there. Any liquid that one could drink, but then the word mayim is in the same pasuk to teach us that berry juice, fruit juices are not included in these categories. Devash just says devash, it just says honey, but we assume by default that that is bee's honey. Each of these liquids is a significant liquid, a significant beverage, and there's some discussion of that as to how that is derived. The Rambam brings them down, the Tosefta brings them down, how we learn each one from a separate pasuk. Devash tziraim tahar umutar ba'achila. Honey made by hornets, by wasps, is tahar. It's not considered a beverage like bee's honey, but it will not render other things hechsher l'tumah, and it can't become tameh itself, and you are allowed to eat it the same way you would eat bee's honey as a mutter object to eat.